Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 629 and today I'm talking about a weightlifting great, well, one of them, a guy by the name of Donnie Shankill. I remember coming across this guy in my early days of learning how to Olympic lift about 10 years ago, and he's an interesting cat. There are some really cool videos up on YouTube. If you type in Donnie Shankill, it's literally spelt the way it sounds. He trained out of California Strength for ages, and I think he's in San Jose now, from memory. But if you haven't seen him before, I really recommend to Google and watch some of the videos up on YouTube. A very interesting guy, and his voice is amazing. He should narrate a bunch of things. And I remember the first time I'd seen him lift, and he's you know, talk about lifting. You've got to rip off the head of a lion. That's like what it is, taking the weights off the floor. And then he also talks about how weightlifting is like you've got this punch that can knock out a rhino, right? You've got a rhino in front of you. You've got this punch that can knock it out. However, you've also got a thread between your fingers, and the rhino has a needle in front of its head. And in order to knock it out, you don't just need the knockout power, but you also have to be able to thread that needle, right? You need that precision. You need that timing. And when I first started actually hearing him in some of his videos, I was like, oh my God, this guy sounds like a white Morgan Freeman. Like, it's just this beautiful bellotone. Anyway, so a little bit of a man crush on the old Donnie Shankill. But his videos are pretty cool. He definitely brings a lot of art to the sport, that's for sure. So in one of the small documentaries or similar that he has had about him, or that he's featured in, on YouTube, there was a line that I wanted to share with you guys that was quite beautiful, and I think it's also on theme for this week, really. And he goes on to say, "I once asked an old man, what does it take to become great at something in this world? He stared at me and said, to the great pains you must go. A lustful search in the dark is all you'll ever come to know." Now, whether that's true or not, or whether that's from a book or from his own poetry, or if he writes poetry, sounds like the guy should write poetry. It's beautiful. It's very similar to a variation of what we spoke about yesterday, right? But I once asked an old man, what does it take to become great at something in this world? He stared at me and said, to the great pains you must go. A lustful search in the dark is all you'll ever come to know. To the great pains, right? And that's the interesting thing. Once again, it's the same as the Holy Grail. You got to enter the forest that seems most darkest to you. What is the pain that you're avoiding? And similar to my conversation last week, is that we can't be void of pain. We just have to choose which hard we're willing to live with. That's reality for life. But that's the beauty of life. When we are aware of our pains, we can become aware of our pleasures. Right? When all we seek is pleasure, we're constantly in pain because all we are in is desiring pleasure. But desire keeps us unhappy because it means that we aren't actually experiencing it. We desire it, right? And so this continual pursuit of pleasure actually keeps you away from the thing that you're pursuing, because you're pursuing it. You're not actually obtaining it. You're not in embodying it. You're not experiencing it. And so, to the great pains you must go. We must face that part of us. That's where our growth is. That's where our potential is. Whatever that may mean. But that beautiful unfolding journey is where all the stories that we ever want to read, we want to watch, we want to hear, it all has pain. Yet that's the thing we avoid the most. It's so fascinating. So fascinating. A lustful search, not love. Lustful search in the dark, once again, it's always in the dark, is all you'll ever come to know in order to be great at something in this world. A lustful search in the dark. And so the beauty of a statement like this is that it once again points at the things that we may lean away from the most, yet our potential doesn't necessarily lay in our strengths. Yeah, I understand that doubling down on your strengths is going to allow you to pursue a specific career, or you know, a career that specializes. And I think that's important. But it can also become the crux of what stops us really experiencing this world, the whole world, as it is, not as we are, as it is, right? As the world is worlding, as you're simply just observing the world from your lens, from your viewpoint, that's it, right? The like, I look at Petey, my little dude, he's just laying on the ground here, right? He's a dog, for anyone that's just tuned in. Petey, a little mini schnauzer. It's easy for me to get caught up in this idea that he's my dog. But he's actually a living organism that's come from the earth that actually just wants to be a living organism and a part of something. I don't actually own him. Based upon the government and the regulations I put in place, so we don't probably have dogs running everywhere. He has an owner. And dogs also lean into that. Dogs want to have owners, so to speak. The interesting thing, though, is that he is living his own life. And the example is a dog. I get that. But all the people around you are the same. They're literally just humans unfolding in the same way you are. And when we realize that we're actually not in a relationship with them, we're in a relationship with the image in our mind that we call them. Because that's where they exist. That's where all of our friends exist. They exist in our mind. We see the physical representation of them, and then we have a relationship with the image in our mind that we call them. But this is also beautiful, because then we realize that every single person that we've ever met has an image of us, you, me, whoever it may be, in their mind, and that's different from everyone else, right? And so when we actually go into this lustful search of the dark, we actually fully show up. We start to meet ourselves again, right? And we start to see through our own bullshit, our own desire to avoid pain, which is the most painful thing we can do. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed from this guy. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you guys soon. We'll be right back.